good afternoon and welcome to the London Institute of Banking and Finance Mortgage Podcast. My name is Gordon Reid and I'm joined here today by our Head of Financial Services, John Somerville. Hi, John. Good to see you again.
Hey, Gords. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you very much. So today's podcast, John and I are going to be reflecting a little bit, talking a little bit about the LIBF Mortgage Conference, which took place last week as of when we're recording this. So on Tuesday, the 19th of April at the Congress Centre in London. Hopefully quite a few of you that are listening to this were at the event and had a really good day. For those of you that weren't at the event, this is a bit of an opportunity to give you a flavour of what the day looked and felt like, and perhaps entice you along to future events that we host. So without further ado, John, I just want to ask, it was our first mortgage conference, and it was also your 10th London Marathon, both in the same week. So how are you feeling after such an eventful week, mate?
Well, you know, I mean, any one of those events for anybody, I think, you know, you get the ultimate high of being at one of them. You know, certainly hosting the mortgage conference was a particular high. And certainly, you know, from events of this year, it was quite incredible. And then to follow it up with my 10th London Marathon, which is always a massive sort of natural high as well. You know, the double whammy. Wow. You know, I mean, what a week. All I can say is, you know, I never really came down from the mortgage conference because it was just such a fabulous event. I think we, as a team, and I think everybody in LIBF were touched by it. Everybody that was there. I don't think anybody stopped talking about it, which I think is quite remarkable for something like that. Because normally it's just me talking about myself when I'm talking about the marathon, and I'll just talk about that and bore people incessantly. Now we've got a common thing. I think everybody was really excited about the mortgage conference, and you know, we all got a huge amount out of it. You know, I think now it's kind of reflecting on what did we actually get out of it and what.
No, I agree, John. I think it was fun. I mean, obviously we didn't have 45,000 people there. The hall would have been a bit crowded, but for the few hundred that were there, I think they had a good day and hopefully got lots out of it. So I mean, our key objective, if you like, is around supporting, you know, our purpose, if you like, is around supporting the education of people working in the financial services industry. So how do you think we met that objective, you know, particularly for people working in those different sectors of the mortgage industry?
Yeah, well, I tell you, our sponsors and speakers on the day really came through for us, Gords, I would say. When we went out to everybody, we had a remit to say, look, you know, when you're talking on stage, we're not looking at a product push here. We're looking for an opportunity to really educate our audience. And obviously, they can follow that up at the stands with what they offer brokers and, you know, all the different lenders and networks and everybody else and training companies and support networks that were there throughout the day. You know, all of the delegates could go and follow that up and find out, you know, a lot more about what was going on in each of those companies separately. But on stage, it was all about education and learning more about not just themselves, but their businesses and what's going on in the industry with the regulator, with changes to things like consumer duty. And so our speakers, I have to say, you know, I was blown away by the standard and the quality. And actually, the fact is they all fulfill that remit, you know, and doubly so, you know, far, far greater than even I was expecting. You know, I was really taken aback by the commitment to education.
It was a full-on day, wasn't it? And there were so many sessions. You know, that's obviously something we're reflecting on ourselves. But
we packed the day out. I will say that. And you know, there was never a light moment. You know, everybody was busy throughout the day. But actually, you know, I think this is a kind of reflection of what those guys go through day to day. Everybody that's listening to this, we're busy people. And so to have a busy conference, I think really sort of fitted the bill really for a lot of people, you know, and to get around and hear so much on the day, I think was, you know, quite something.
Yeah, I agree. As you've already reflected, we did have a fabulous range of speakers. You know, for those who weren't there and didn't have the opportunity to, what were the key themes that they were talking about during the conference?
Well, what was brilliant was because I met with a lot of the speakers beforehand, and I knew we had a program that was going to really fit the bill across everybody. You know, it was going to tick an awful lot of boxes. But what I mean by that is not just the standard, oh, you know, we need to cover this sort of stuff, but actually the things that people wanted to hear throughout the day. Mm. And, you know, when we designed it, you know, and certainly in my mind, I just thought, well, what does a mortgage conference that I want to go to look like? And this was it. I have to say, you know, this really felt like exactly what I wanted from it. You know, so the themes, consumer duty, I think, was just paramount throughout. That threaded through practically everybody's presentation. There were some absolutely fantastic objectives when it came to green mortgages and sustainability. Yeah. And I think that that theme actually naturally came through stronger than even I thought it was going to. I know we had some really, you know, some interesting speakers, including the FCA, who did an amazing job of, you know, not necessarily showing their hands so much, but really giving their thoughts around how green mortgages should develop over the coming years and what everybody's responsibilities are towards that over the coming months and years. But equally, you know, the two, you know, Esther Dextra and the panel event later on in the day really shone that one through. But equally, you know, that consumer duty piece against things like green mortgages really, you know, showed how much they all knit together. And then really, you know, there's an awful lot of changes going on when it comes to things like inclusivity, vulnerable customers, all that sort of stuff. What was interesting about it was, you know, how do you develop your business in a marketing perspective? How do you build a business from scratch? All those things were really strong throughout. And, you know,
very, very future focused, as you said, John, yeah, wasn't it? You know, even though people were talking about their experiences and what they've learned, they were talking about it from the point of view of how does this affect us for the future? How does this affect you as an advisor? What do you need to think about in terms of developing your business? That type of thing, you know, with a whole different set of angles. So yeah, fabulous.
Yeah,
from that point
yeah
of view.
I think so. Absolutely spot on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, you know, from that point of view, I think one of the biggest challenges, you know, you look at the variety that we had in the agenda, the variety of speakers, the variety of sessions, and you look and you think, oh, is there some things that we could have spent more time on? And probably the answer is we could have actually spent more time on most topics.
I'll be honest with you, I think that's it, really. You know, we could have probably had the conference over 2 days, if I was being honest, or maybe a day and a half at least.
But I think that then goes back to the point, you know, you were making earlier about everybody in the industry is so busy at the moment. So yes, we could have made it a day and a half or 2 days, but also we've got to think, well, hang on a minute, these are busy people. There are other events going on as well, which, you know, they're likely to want to attend. So it's about getting the most effective day, packing that in and giving them the really fulfilling day, because otherwise, you know, if you start taking out a couple of days, is that really what people want?
I think you're right. I don't think anybody wants a 2-day conference, if I was being honest with you. I think, you know, I think what I'm trying to say really is that
we had enough
content. Yeah, to do 2 days. I think that they, yeah. And the trouble you have, so, you know, what we're going to really sort of do a lot more work on is make sure the breakout sessions are probably helping the days to a certain extent. Mm. So you effectively have more breakouts, but of course then an opportunity to go and revisit via video and other means later. And come back to it. And that's going to help the day. So what will happen is if we get really clever with this, we should be in a position where you'll get the flavor of everything on the day. You'll get to see all the things you want to see live on the day, but you'll be able to revisit so much more afterwards. And hopefully everybody would have seen, well, I mean, I have to say, such an impressive app, and how it worked on the day was just incredible. It never failed us once. And, you know, I've been to conferences where, unfortunately, the apps, you know, they work. Sometimes they fall over or bits of them don't work. I think that app was just extraordinary throughout the day. It was just, it held everything together and people communicated through it and networked through it. And I was just so utterly impressed with it. And the way people, you know, used it, you know, they're never going to work unless people actually use them. And certainly the app did that for me.
I think it's worth making the point for those that were there, that app remains live. know, that we're not taking the app down. So that app is there. So if, for example, you've made contacts with people or you connected with people and haven't had a chance to make contact with them yet, you can still do that.
Yeah. And better still, as the videos become available for the day, you'll be able to access through the app all the videos that you, you know, so if you didn't get to a session, so let's say, for instance, you didn't get to the mortgage mum or the marketing piece or the vulnerability piece, you can revisit any of those and watch those videos right the way through with the slide deck and everything. So that, it's going to be brilliant.
I'm going to confess that because I was hosting in the breakout sessions, there were some sessions in the main hall that I missed. And I want to see those. So knowing that I can actually see those when the video comes out is great. And actually, it goes back to the point you said, we had enough content for a day and a half. Well, actually, we probably did have a day and a half because of those breakout sessions. But it does make you think, you know, yes, if we had more breakout sessions or more breakout rooms, we could potentially share even more content. But again, I think the key thing from our point of view is to listen to, well, to listen to you guys, listen to the listeners, and to find out, you know, what is it you would want. Hopefully those of you that were there really enjoyed this year's, but if we do a future event, what more would you want? What else would you want to see? What would you like to see different? So that's a plenty of time for reflection. But is there anything particular you wish we'd spent more time on?
I think we got the balance right. If I was being honest, Gord, I think maybe next year or a future event, I think I'd like to hear more from brokers and people who are operating day to day in the industry, because that's the honest part of the industry, if you like. That's the bit that is right at the coalface, that's dealing with clients that actually have the anecdotal evidence of what's going on with their customers and what it takes to put business through at the moment. So I think I probably want to hear more from brokers.
Good news on that one is I did have two or three people actually come up to me during the day and say, oh, this is fab. I wish I had the opportunity to speak as well. And as you say, as long as people are sharing their experiences, sharing their learning, we really don't mind. Yeah, we don't mind what the background is, but yeah, let's have people right from the shop floor.
I think you're right. We need more of that. So I'd like to it to be more sort of community based as well, effectively. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having it as a mortgage community all coming together. I think we've got the starting point for that. Personally, I think we really are close to, you know, very quickly. There was a camaraderie in the room. There's people connecting so brilliantly. And it's mainly because, you know, we are, you know, the education provider for the industry. So actually, we're not running in competition with anybody. We're bringing it together. I think that's really our advantage with this particular conference. And of course, you know, I know that people would want to see more of that. So that's the kind of feedback I was getting as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And from a very personal point of view, were there any key learning points you picked up from the day?
Key learning point, I have to say, apart from, the subjects on the day, I learned a huge amount, especially regulatory stuff and green mortgage stuff and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I haven't been able to review the video for the mortgage mum or for the marketing stuff that went on in the other room. So, you know, I won't comment on any extra, but I'd like to have seen more marketing stuff. And I know that I will be able to see the Stuart Wilson session.
And I obviously did have the benefit of seeing it. I can say it's a fabulous session, like all.
Really, like all of them, absolutely. Yeah. But one of the things, a personal learning point for me is that up until last week, I have one particular bad dream a year, which is when I turn up to the London Marathon, that I'm going to be late and I'm the last person to cross the line to go running and I have to catch everybody up. I now have two bad dreams a year. One is that one. And the second bad dream is that I woke up on the morning of the conference and thought nobody's going to turn up. And of course, I'm so glad that I was wrong. And obviously, it's just, you know, one of those personal phobias. You think, oh my God, who's going to want to listen to us? And actually, it's amazing. One of the biggest learning point I had was that how many people really, really want to hear from us and how many people wanted to hear from us as an industry. And so hopefully that bad dream will never come back again, because, you know, it was our first conference and you'll have to forgive me for that one. But the nerves had kind of ticked in by then, thinking, you know, have we done everything right? And, you know, the other thing was how slick our events team had made everything, you know. So on the day, the way it was all choreographed, you know, I don't think any of the delegates would have noticed if we'd got anything wrong, which we didn't actually. I mean, it just went so smoothly. We had one or two slight hiccups behind the scenes that nobody would have ever known about, to be honest. But, you know, which is exactly how a good event should look. And that's how it operated. So, you know, I shouldn't be so nervous about the day, even though I was, if that makes sense. So that's probably the biggest key learning point.
To be fair, I think the minute you stop being nervous about that sort of thing, that's when things go wrong, isn't
it?
So
it's
always good to have those sort of personal nerves. And I think, you know, I'd reflect, yeah, it was a great event. From my point of view, some of the sessions in particular really, really did hit home with me. The panel discussions were fantastic, and those were the ideal opportunities for us to hear what was going on from the shop floor as well. So I think, you know, I'd perhaps reflect and say, I'd like to see us spend a little bit more time with those panel discussions and get a broader representation. They were very well represented, but, you know, perhaps we can do even more with that. So good things for us to reflect on, good things for us to think, well, what would we do differently? But as I said earlier, it's key that we hear from, you know, we're looking at the feedback from the attendees. We're looking at the feedback from the speakers. And it's key that, you know, this is your event. So, you know, it's your event by an organization that's absolutely dedicated to your education. So please, again, contact me, contact John over the next few weeks and months if you've got any feedback or there's anything else you'd like to see from future events, because we're really, really open to that.
Very much so.
So finally, and I know it's early days and we are still gathering feedback from delegate speakers, exhibitors, our own teams. And I won't hold you to this, John, because I'm going to say, do you think there's likely to be another LIBF mortgage conference in the spring of 2024 or some other point?
Okay, so what we'll say is no decision has been made yet, but having spoken to our own chief executive, Alex Fraser, having spoken to my MD and my boss, Mark Heaton, you know, we have every intention of running this again next year. The intent is there. The fact is that it was successful for us on many levels, for us to be able to sit back and say, well, actually, you know, we can definitely run this again. We've got the know-how, and now we've got the real industry contacts, and actually a list of people over and above who spoke at this event who would love to come and speak. You know, it's always difficult the first event, because, you know, the first people are always the pioneers, and then obviously everybody else sees the success and wants to come in, and which is great. And I don't blame people for doing that. I think that's absolutely right, because, you know, you've got to be cautious, especially where budgets are tight for various companies and what have you. But I honestly think now we've got a queue of people who would join in on what was, you know, ultimately a very successful event. So. All in all, the omens are good, I'd say. I would say, you know, as long as, you know, I think the stars are starting to align a little bit, I think we're looking positive for next year.
Sounds promising. Yeah, sounds promising. And I think the other thing to say from my point of view, the great thing is, you know, obviously I do these podcasts around about every 4 or 5 weeks, and some of the discussions after the events have given me some great topics and some great things to be talking to people from the industry about. And again, I go back to one of the things we always want is we're looking for subjects that will interest the listener. So it's really, really good to see what got a response and what it is that people want to see and hear. So
I would definitely say that we have set a high bar. That's the one thing I will say about this. You know, we would have to work exceptionally hard to beat what we've already done and achieved this year. So, you know, the subjects, you know, the landscape in the mortgage market will change significantly in the next 12 months. You know, we know where we are, you know, what we came into today. And obviously there is some real, you know, the difficulties started at the end of last year, and where we are today is a reflection of what was going on 6 months ago. And quite honestly, the economic landscape, although we're more comfortable with what's going on around us, it's still difficult. We understand it better, but it's difficult. So going over the next 6 or 12 months, the challenges are going to remain, but will be different, you know. And so next year's conference,
similarly, the opportunities
will.
But this is what I was leading on to. You know, so the next year's conference will focus on how do you, in my opinion, you know, there is an opportunity, I think, where we'll emerge from a very difficult situation, or we'll start to emerge from a very difficult economic background. And if that's the case, because in all markets, you know, just because, you know, recession didn't happen, or inflation reduces, or, you know, interest rates reduce significantly, etc., it still doesn't then instantly mean that we're going to double our revenue in the mortgage market overnight, because things don't happen like that. And consumer confidence has to be reintroduced, and we have to get the market moving again. That will take time. And so by this time next year, when we run the event again, you know, there's me saying I'm definitely running the event again, but the economic climate will look different, and you know, we will reflect that. That's the whole point. You know, it won't be again, you know, here's the latest products. It'll be, how do you operate your business now coming out of a situation like this? Or you maintain yourself, what has changed exactly? You know, where are the challenges in equity release? What more do you need to do to get people to buy protection for themselves and for their families? All these things are going to become more and more important.
Yeah, you think about things like marketing, you know. So you know, great marketeers, one of the things is their change. So the ways that people are marketing now might be completely different in 12 months' time. Who knows?
Definitely. What's the new TikTok? And the thing is, things come around, like, you know, you just know there is stuff going on at the moment. The kids are using, I don't even know what it's called at the moment, you know. But in 12 months' time, this is, it will be the way that you market, and if you're not on it, then you're missing out. You know, all these things are happening today.
Things like, what place will AI have in the mortgage market?
You know? Well, you know, I think that by next year, all of the speeches could be written in AI. You know, that's the power of this stuff at the moment. You know, and you know, I obviously there's some dubious publicity going on around AI at the moment, and the way that it's being used. But, you know, obviously that's always going to be the stuff that hits the headlines. Yeah. Actually, the way that AI can be used in order to personalize recommendations, personalize outcomes for consumers, and also personalize learning for mortgage advisors and for anybody else in the industry. This stuff is coming. And, you know, rest assured, you know, if you've not had a chance to have a look at some of these ChatGPT based AI programs, go and have a look. You'll be amazed and horrified all in one go, I think it's fair to say, isn't it, Gord? But equally, you need to be aware of it.
You need to be excited by the possibilities. I think that's the thing. But anyway, you know, I think the key message probably would be, you know, the people who are going to thrive, the people who are going to survive, the people who are going to, you know, have successful businesses are those who are open to those changes, who are open to the new possibilities, and are particularly open to being educated. So that comes back to what our purpose is. You know, we're here to support your education. We can't provide all your education, but we can help point you in the right direction, hopefully help you develop your knowledge, develop your skills. And that's what we're really keen to do here at the LIBF. So, John, I think that probably, you know, that probably wraps us up for this morning. I just want to say, you know, thank you very much for everything you did in terms of organizing the conference. I think it's a fabulous event. And to the listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed it and got to learn quite a lot. And if any of you didn't go this year, then please look out and we'll keep you informed about our plans for future events. But we're absolutely here to support you. So
if you want to get involved, get in touch. I mean, that's the door's open, and you know, we are so eager to be collaborative with everybody in the industry, and you know, we'd love to hear ideas and love to hear the things that you'd like to see covered, because, you know, this conference for me was, what would I like to see in a conference? I've seen various different approaches, all good for different reasons, but for me, this is what I wanted, you know, and we'd love to hear from you, really. What does your ideal conference really look like? You know, what sort of things do you want to hear and see and experience and that sort of thing? You know, was it just the Batax machine and whoever won that, and, you know, playing the games, or, you know, which I'm sure it was.
But for those of you that weren't there and didn't see it, I would describe it as being like a large version of whack-a-mole.
which it really was. And the person who won it was described as almost being like an octopus. He had hands all over it, didn't he? Just, you know, but he smashed everybody, didn't he? This guy, it was just incredible, really. So, you know, I have to say, you know, we are just, you know, it was an absolute pleasure to put it on. And, you know, as much as it was an enormous amount of hard work to pull it together, you know, we achieved a lot that day. And, you know, myself, the team especially, you know, and our events team and everybody else that was involved, we really pulled off something quite special. And we just want to try and, you know, we want to obviously better that and make sure that we're really giving you something that's worthwhile attending next year.
And in the meantime, listeners, I'll be back again in another few weeks with another episode of our mortgage podcast. So just remains for me to say thank you again to John. Thank you to everyone who attended last week. Thank you to our speakers, our exhibitors, and all the delegates. And I look forward to speaking to you again in a few weeks' time. Thank you very much and goodbye.